What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the First Team All-Pro Podcast. It is January 12th, 2022. Yes, it is the new year. I have not put out a new episode since December 21st, so I needed to get around to it. I haven't had much time, but yeah, we're back. Last time I was discussing, if I'm not mistaken, I was discussing the lockout. I was discussing the MLB lockout the last couple of episodes, but I figured we might as well just hop right into it. This is probably going to be a shorter episode because I'm probably going to be talking about the NFL, the playoffs officially being set, and probably giving my thoughts and predictions on who's going to go to the Super Bowl. I'm not giving my prediction as to who's going to win the Super Bowl, but I'm just going to break it down of who I think is going to go to the Super Bowl at least. And then I'll probably talk about the NHL, talk about the notable highlights that have taken place, the updates in the standings. Also got to talk about some other NFL news that popped up about specifically coaching changes. If you guys have been paying attention to the NFL in like the last like 48 hours or 72 hours, it's probably the last 24 to 48 hours. Yeah, then you probably know where I'm going with this. But let's start with the MLB. The lockout, as we know, it started December. I believe the lockout started December 2nd. MLB has been on pause for quite a while. It's been on pause for a little over a month. Who knows what's going to happen moving forward? Gonna be honest with you, I'm trying to be on the more optimistic side, hoping we'll get some baseball. I'm hoping they come to an agreement soon. And it was found out yesterday, Jeff Passan, one of the major MLB insiders, major MLB writers as well, tweeted out that Major League Baseball and the MLB Players Association plan to hold a bargaining session Thursday. Sources tell ESPN. MLB is expected to make a core economics proposal at the session, which would be the first between the sides since the league locked out the players on December 2nd. So, yeah, this was tweeted out at 11:15 a.m. yesterday. So, what are we doing with that information? It means it seems like they're trying to make progress. That's what I'm getting out of this. Both sides are trying to make progress so they can get on the field, get spring training going, and then get right into the regular season. But who knows what happens? I mean, it seems like they're going to make some progress, which is good. It's good to know that they're actually making progress to try to end this lockout. But at the same time, it's like, but what if this completely falls flat? Which, I'm going to be honest, I'm trying to be optimistic that it won't fall flat on its face, that the deal will not completely fall out. But I'm going to be honest, not really, well, that's not true. I am expecting, expecting a lot. I kind of want this lockout to end, and I know a lot of the players, if not all the players, want the lockout to end. I think all the fans want the lockout to end, because next thing you know, it's February. And if you don't have a deal by March, that's makes it even worse, because spring training is going to be coming up on us, and then eventually opening day. And I'm going to be honest, I do not want another delayed season. I do not want a delayed season or a cut season. I want to see the full believe full 162 game season. I'm hoping for that, but if I'm being realistic with the, you know, the, and again, this has nothing to do with the deal, but with the COVID and everything going on, if that starts to spread back around in the MLB, if the new variant starts spreading in the MLB, who knows what's going to happen, honestly. More players catching COVID. And that's another thing. That's the one thing for like the leagues that they need to really get down. It doesn't matter which sports league. They need to really like adjust the COVID protocols. I mean, you saw what happened with the NFL's mistakes, and you know, Baker Mayfield calling them out on it. So I don't know what's going to happen. Either way, I really hope they sit down and really talk this out, get this deal done, and hopefully we'll be seeing spring training baseball soon and eventually opening day, which is supposed to be scheduled for March 31st of this year. So a little earlier than expected. Well, I mean, not really, because considering the following day after that's the first day of April. So I guess it makes sense, but I don't know. Yeah, so just my thoughts. I really hope they get this deal done. I like I said, as a Yankees fan, which I don't think I mentioned this, which I probably should have, but I have a voucher for two games. Considering I went to the Yankees Rays game, last game of the season at Yankee Stadium, and that felt like a playoff game. Considering it basically was a playoff game, until the Yankees got stomped on by the Red Sox in the wild card game, but I don't talk about that. I try to forget that game. But yeah, I'm trying to get back to Yankee Stadium for a couple of games this season. Cause the game I went to, I picked a great game to go to. I mean, it was tense. It was a very tense situation, but everyone was on their feet. I mean, it was a packed house. It really did feel like a playoff game, and that's what I miss about baseball, especially like games towards the end of the season. I believe especially in October, like end of September, like October, early October. But I'm gonna be honest, I probably wouldn't go to an end of season game. I'd try to go to an earlier game, but maybe a game in like July, June again. Like this season, actually, I went to a Yankees game at Fenway Park, as mentioned in one of my earlier episodes, and that was a fun time. Other than the Yankees losing to the Red Sox, but besides that, it was a fun experience to be at that ballpark. But which also reminds me, I'm now setting a goal to try to get to every MLB ballpark, or at least to go to the ballparks the Yankees play at during the season. And then, you know, if I have to go to like National League games, like at some point in my life, like so be it. But my goal is to catch at least a game at every MLB ballpark. But that being said, enough MLB talk for a little bit. Let's head to the NFL. The playoffs are officially set. Oh man, this is it's gonna be nuts. And that reminds me, speaking of football for a second, my fantasy football league ended like 2 weeks ago, and I'm kind of pissed because I had Joe Burrow on my bench. I had him as like my backup quarterback, because I also had Josh Allen, so I started Josh Allen and literally every week, with the exception of maybe 1 week. I ended up in third place in my league, which, not complaining. I didn't get dead last, but I'm gonna be honest. I was gunning for first place in the fantasy league. But aside from that, Here we go. Wild card weekend, or as the NFL likes to call it, super wild card weekend. Raiders and Bengals, that should be a good one. Bills and Patriots, that's a good one. That's a division. That's basically division rivalry. That's a major rivalry. Even though, let's be honest, the Patriots have owned the Bills for the last, like, 2 decades. Maybe more. No, I'd say probably the better half, 2 decades. With the exception of the last 2 seasons. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting. Josh Allen versus Mac Jones. Going to be a fun one to watch. Literally all these games are going to be fun to watch. Steelers and Chiefs. And then I believe the winner goes on to play the Titans. If I'm not mistaken. Because the Titans have a... I believe the Titans have a bye, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, the Titans have a first-round bye alongside Green Bay because they're the 2 number 1 seeds. Tennessee's the number 1 seed in the AFC, and Green Bay is the number 1 seed in the NFC. And so AFC, we got some great matchups coming. Well, maybe with the exception of the Steelers-Chiefs game, because I'm going to be honest with you. It's looking like it's – and I'm sure there's Steelers fans that are listening to this podcast. I hate to tell you, I have a bad feeling this is going to be a blowout. And when I mean blowout, I mean the Chiefs blowing out the Steelers by like 30. But weird stuff happens, so I could be wrong. Then on the NFC Super Wild Card Weekend, Cardinals-Chargers. That's going to be a great game. Niners, Cowboys, and Eagles, Buccaneers, the defending Super Bowl champions. So, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and make my predictions as to who's advancing to the next round. Yeah, I didn't write my predictions down, but I'm just going with it right now. I'm going to make my predictions for these games. I'm not going full on who's going to get to the Super Bowl. But actually, you know what? I might as well. You know what? Now that I mentioned it, I might as well do it. I'm gonna have the Bengals beating the Raiders. And I think that's gonna be a close game. I kind of think this next game is also gonna be a close game. Bengals, Patriots. I think the Bengals by 10, by either 10 or less points. Because the Patriots did beat them, or if I'm not mistaken, the Patriots did beat them earlier in the season. I think they beat them in Buffalo, too. Yeah, they did. They beat them 14-10 in Buffalo. But I don't know. I'm going to be honest. Bills are going to beat them by 10, maybe by either 10 or 14 points. I know a lot of Patriots fans are going to be mad when they hear that prediction. But I don't know. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think it's going to be a relatively close game. I think that game is going to come down to really. I think it's going to come down to either the defense or probably the final couple plays of the game. That's my prediction for it. Steelers Chiefs. I already talked about it, but I'm going to go Chiefs by 30. And if this backfires on me, roast me in the comments. Eagles, Buccaneers, sorry. I just don't think, I'm going to be honest with you. Eagles are not beating Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. And I know everyone wants to say, well, the Eagles beat them and Eagles beat Tom Brady's Patriots in the Super Bowl all those years ago. But, going to be honest with you, they're not going to do it again. I just don't see them doing it again. And with the talent the Buccaneers have, both on the offense and defense, I'd really be surprised if Philadelphia was able to get a win there. But so I'm gonna go Buccaneers by 24. Buccaneers by 24. I don't know. I'm curious to see if the Eagles played the Buccaneers at some point this season. Actually, the Buccaneers actually only beat the Eagles by 6, but I'm gonna be honest with you. I think the Buccaneers will get it together. I'm still sticking with the 24 point win for the Buccaneers. Cowboys and Niners. The Niners look good, but I honestly don't know. Like, I really don't know. Because, honestly, I'm going to pick. Let's see. This one's going to be a tough one because I really don't like the Cowboys. But, you know, we saw how good they were, but 49ers, again, I'm probably going to pick the 49ers just snuck in there, but I'm going to be honest. I really don't like the Cowboys, but I'm going to have to pick them because there's just no way. I just don't think, like, unless the 49ers are able to put pressure on Dak Prescott and hold Ezekiel Elliott down, and that's the thing. Even if they do hold Ezekiel Elliott down, that's the thing. Dak Prescott's got options. He can run with the ball. Not only that, he's got Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb. So, plus their defense has got. Plus the Dallas defense is stacked. So, well, not entirely stacked, but. It's a pretty damn good defense. So, for that reason, I'm gonna have to pick the Cowboys. I think the 49ers will make it interesting, but to an extent. But I think the Cowboys are winning by 17. Yes. Notice how all the games or all the predictions I made are double digits, with the exception of the. Bills Patriots. I think I said 10 points. I said either between 10 or 14 points. One of those two, but actually no. I didn't make a score on the Bengals Raiders game, but I said that was going to be really close or should be really close. I don't know. And then Cardinals Chargers. Cardinals Rams. My mistake. Wow. I forgot. Any Chargers fan listening to that, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that because I know that your team got eliminated at the hands of the Raiders. Did not mean to say that. Did not mean to get you all angry about your team being eliminated there. Which, if you want to roast me about anything, like, you can roast me being a Giants fan. It's been a pretty rough, last 6 years. So, you guys had a lot better of a season than the Giants, than us Giants fans could say. But, yeah, Rams-Cardinals, that's going to be a very good one. The Rams held the division by only a game over the Cardinals. So, that should be a good one. It should be until the defense starts suffocating. Doesn't matter which team it is, but I'm gonna pull. And again, like I said, most of my predictions in the past have been wrong, but I'm gonna go. I think Kyler Murray and the Cardinals get the win. I think they win by 7 points. Because I just don't think this is going to be a blowout. This is another game where you have two stellar defenses. Two stellar defenses all season. So, for certain games maybe. But all season, yeah. Might be a bit of a reach. But, yeah. So, yeah, and yeah, I have the car. I'll pick the Cardinals winning that one. But again, those are my predictions. I know I'm gonna be wrong. And then, to be honest, I really, you know, when I was making these predictions, I kind of wanted to make who was going to the Super Bowl, but I'm not even going to bother making predictions this time around. I'm just going to let it ride, see what happens. If I get my divisional, if I get my winners, the winners I chose, the teams I picked to win, if I get those wrong, won't matter. I'll just let it ride. But anyway. Yeah, so anyway, let's hop on over to the NHL for a little bit. Some big news out of there. The Penguins, let's hop right into the Penguins. Evgeny Malkin, who is out the last Malkin was out with a major injury the last couple of months, if I'm not mistaken. He was out with a major injury. He made his season debut the other night against the Anaheim Ducks. He scored 2 goals. He had 3 points in the season debut last night. So welcome back, Evgeny Malkin. What else on top of that? And here's an interesting stat. Here's a fun fact stat that I saw on Bleacher Report's Open Ice Instagram page. The Avalanche, and this was posted yesterday. The Avalanche have 20 goals in 4 games. Think about that. They've scored 20 goals in 4 games. 20 goals in 4 games. Like, that's nuts alone on its... That's nuts. Like, to score that many goals in 4 games, and, like, listen, I'm a Ranger fan. And I knew what it was like to get smoked by the Avalanche in the last 2 matchups, because the Rangers got swept by Colorado this season. It was not fun, not a fun time. And the fact they've scored 20 in 4 games, that's unreal. Like, that is unreal right there. And that's the thing, they're going to be a cup favorite. They're probably one of the top two teams that are favorited to win the cup. And I say top two because look at the team they've got. Landeskog, I believe Sam Girard's on that team. Nathan MacKinnon, Mikko Rantanen, Cale Makar, who's having an unbelievable season for the Avs, as per usual. I'm telling you, man, the Avalanche are gonna be a force to be reckoned with come playoff time. Anyway, also of note, Tuukka Rask is back for the Bruins, is back in Boston for a 1-year deal. For the rest of the 2021-22 season. Now, he became a free agent. I believe at the end he became a free agent at the end of last season, and now he also had to recover from surgery because he got injured. And there were a lot of questions whether or not he was coming back. If I'm not mistaken, he had like a tryout. He had I don't know if it was a 10-day, like it was a tryout or it was some tryout. But for the Bruins, and then of course he signed with the Providence Bruins, and then a couple days later, now he signs with the Boston Bruins. So you know what? I actually like to see that. Welcome back, Tuukka. It's just so weird not seeing some of these long time like players like not be on the team they've played for their whole career, basically. So it's nice to see Tuukka back. I mean, what else? Yeah, honestly, I really don't know. I mean, I would be talking about the New York Rangers right now, but they just dropped the game to the Kings 3-1. They've been faltering a little bit. I'm not gonna lie, they've been a little shaky the last 10 games. If I'm not mistaken, they're like 5-4-1, so almost like 5-5 in their last 10 games. I mean, with the exception of that back-to-back wins over Tampa Bay, and of course, let's just see. I just want to double check on that. Yeah, they're 5-4-1. Yeah, it was the last couple of games have not been fun, or I wouldn't say all of them. I mean, the Rangers did beat Anaheim 4-1, but still, that if any Rangers fan saw that game against the Golden Knights on the 6th of January, you know it was not good. You know it was not good. I mean, the Rangers came off, and that game against the Golden Knights, they were coming off some pretty nice wins. They beat the Lightning in a shootout in Tampa. Then they blanked Tampa at home. And then Alexander Georgiev, who's been under fire from a lot of Ranger fans for his performances so far this season, goes in and basically stonewalls the Oilers, who are quickly falling down the standings, might I add. 4-1. And that's a team with Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl on the first line. Like, those are guys who are usually getting at least a point per game, maybe even more. And they completely locked the door, and Georgiev completely locked the door on both of them. So that was a hell of a performance there. But again, that performance against Vegas, that was a near disaster. But that being said, Rangers have a chance to, you know, get back to it, get back to their winning ways with a matchup against the Sharks at 10:30 tomorrow. Then they get the Flyers on the road. Then they welcome the Leafs to town, and then the Hurricanes, and then the Coyotes. So I'm going to be honest with you. This is going to be a tough schedule because they got the Hurricanes on top, who, if I'm not, they're leading the division. That's going to be a tough team. And then, of course, the Maple Leafs, they're always going to be a tough team to face, you know, with Mitch Marner, Nylander, Austin Matthews. That's, again, all these games coming up are going to be tough. And then, of course, eventually they play the Coyotes, the Kings, the Blue Jackets, the Wild, the Panthers, Kraken, Capitals, Penguins, who are red hot. So it's going to be a tough next couple of weeks. But, anyway, oh, I forgot to mention other football news. The Giants, and I can say this proudly as a Giants fan, thank God Joe Judge has been fired and Dave Gettleman is gone. It's a new day as a Giants fan. Well, I wouldn't say it's a new day, but hopefully things change within the organization. Oh, man. Hopefully things change. Hopefully the Giants are able to right the ship and hire guys to get hire a really qualified coach, get a good for once get a good GM in there. So, cuz I'm going to be honest, I'm like 5 straight losing seasons, not fun at all. Or 6 straight losing seasons. I don't know. I've lost track at this point. But hallelujah. Joe Judge and Gettleman are gone. And one final thing before I go. Brian Flores, the coach of the Dolphins, he got fired for whatever reason. Makes no sense at all. And Miami, I'm going to be honest with you, that decision's going to come back to bite. That's going to come back to bite you. But that being said, this has been your host, LT Nasty. Who knows when I'm going to put another episode out. Probably not for another week or two. I don't know. But in the meantime, enjoy this episode. See you guys next time. It's been your host, LT Nasty. Peace.